Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today, we continue our discussion about raising children up in the way they should go. In today's culture, families are often constantly busy and running around in haste, but to what end? Families tend to be fractured, divided, stressed, anxious, having little downtime for unity and relaxation, which is vital to healthy family life. I just want to share that in our family, we limit extracurricular activities like sports. You see, when these are engaged in to a disordered degree, they do tremendous damage to family unity. Listen, the soccer or baseball coach is not the way, the truth, and the life. Baseball or dance is not the living bread that came down from heaven. Jesus did not say that whoever excels in a variety of sports will be raised on the last day. We're not saying that these things are not good in moderation, but we need to examine our priorities. We shouldn't let the children and their activities run the family around by the nose. We should rather do things together as a complete family unit wherever possible. A family has to unify and spend time together. There is nothing we can give to our children to make up for the time we should be spending with them. Find a place and a time to just be together often. Give our children the time to be kids. Let them enjoy the great outdoors. Let them read good books. Our kids are blessed to be avid readers. We take out 30 to 40 library books at a time. Let them use their minds and their imaginations together as a team. Our children create and perform plays for each other and the neighboring families, just like something out of Little Women. They love it. Apostolic. Give of yourself and God will reward you. To a sacrificial degree, it needs to hurt a little. In our family, the younger siblings were and are the older siblings' apostolate. A big one is paired with a little one to help take care of their needs and work with them on household jobs, training their replacement. Once a younger child is trained proficiently in a job, he or she inherits the job from the elder child. There are plenty of chores and responsibilities our children can do starting as toddlers. This teaches them that they are not here to be served, but to serve, as our Lord Jesus taught us. It builds strong sibling bonds. They are major influences on each other's lives as they grow up. This creates good role models for your children to imitate each other. Don't be afraid to demand sacrifice and responsibility from our children. It's a requirement of our baptismal call to bring others to Jesus. It's good to encourage our children to become involved in many areas of service and apostolic works, bringing our Lord Jesus to others. For instance, several of our daughters had leadership roles in their pro-life club in high school and college, and our oldest son, by the grace of God, has been discerning a vocation to the priesthood. We are called to be open to and pray for vocations to the church. From our own family too, if God wills, not just someone else's family. Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1655. Christ chose to be born and grow up in the bosom of the Holy Family of Joseph and Mary. The church is nothing other than the family of God. And paragraph 1656. In our own time, in a world often alien and even hostile to faith, believing families are of primary importance as centers of living, radiant faith. For this reason, the Second Vatican Council, using an ancient expression, calls the family the Ecclesia Domestica. It is in the bosom of the family that parents are, by word and example, the first heralds of the faith with regard to their children. They should encourage them in the vocation which is proper to each child, fostering with special care any religious vocation. Listen, we should be willing to give our children back to God. They are not ours to keep, just to have for a time, to hold, to teach, and to treasure. They are God's children, and they have a mission given them by God that only they can fulfill. We must do our part as parents to prepare them for that mission, whatever it may be, and then be willing to let go and let God. And we as their parents need to set the example of apostleship for our children. We need to lead by example. Let our children see us fully engaged, but in a balanced way, in giving ourselves to others, even outside of our homes. Our own family may be most important to us, but this does not relieve us of the responsibility of spreading the kingdom of Christ to others according to our possibilities. To live out our baptismal call in any of a myriad of ways, perhaps by getting involved in our parish with evangelization and faith formation, or perhaps some external work of service to others. Here are some proverbs for parents. 1. Never demand before motivating. Love is key. Tell them and show them. Love equals time, quality, listening, sitting with them. Talk and listen to your children a lot. Know, love, accept them, and help each child better themselves. Know them. What type of intelligence they have. Willpower, etc. Temperament plays a part as well. To better help them find out what their motivations and desires are. What do they respond to? What is their love language? Do they respond to human things, spiritual things? Always positive, supernatural, spiritual. Young people respond to the truth, ideals. We as their parents are their number one formators. 2, help them build solid convictions that will last a lifetime. Now is the time, not later. We have them only for a short time, when they are young and formable. Motivate your children a lot so that she moves herself, so she learns to be self-motivated. Help them form convictions that will last once they leave home. Transcendent, long-term, deep. Give them the faith now. Live a sacramental life so they will make their faith their own once they leave the house and go on to college, married life, etc. All that really matters in life is loving God and doing His will. That's the only thing that will make you happy, make your children happy. Guide your children. Stay with them. Be an integral part of their life. Stay on top of what they're doing. Be engaged in their lives. Listen. Keep them close. Keep them close, even when they are out of your home. Stay in touch via regular communication. Organize regular family visits and events involving the entire family. Your children will always need you. Don't be overprotective, but be there as a support. Number 3, be a parent, not a pal. Be a parent, not a pal. It is okay to say no, set limits, etc. I, as their parent, am their God-given authority. Always motivate out of love, not out of feelings, emotions, passions, etc. Establish true unity between the spouses. What did your mom say about that? You'll need to ask your mom. Don't let them play each parent off the other. Be on the same page with your spouse. This gives your children security and stability. Always positive and unified. They want authority in their lives. They want it. They want order, not chaos. Chaos creates a sense of loss of control or meaninglessness, nihilism, instability, discipline, external, room and order, etc. External order generates internal order. Order our faculties, superior and inferior. Balance freedom and supervision. We might like to keep our children in a bubble, but that might create rebellion. Children must have prudent supervision and limitations with such things as peers, music, movies, internet. Number 4, don't be afraid to let them encounter challenges, adversity, and some pain that comes with life. Society says that suffering is the worst thing that can happen to a person. Saint Pope John Paul II said, redemptive suffering makes us realize how much we need Jesus. Salvifici Dolores, if I'm pronouncing that right. Sacrifice teaches us humility, reliance on God. We are not in control of our own lives. He is. Little suffering strengthens us for bigger crosses that are sure to come as we traverse life. Give our children responsibility at home. Chores. This teaches virtues of self-giving, selflessness, sharing, teamwork, etc. This teaches them generosity, that life isn't just about them. Form their willpower. It is good to say no to oneself. This teaches self-discipline and strengthens the will. It helps them to become men and women of character and conviction, of sacrificial love. Number 5, keep your sense of humor. Don't lose your sense of humor. Well, we'll be right back to talk more about raising up children the way they should go. What a blessing our children are, and what a responsibility God has given us to raise them up the way they should go. But never forget, none of us as parents are perfect. God is with us. He will make up for everything that is lacking as long as we give our best. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We will be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about raising children up in the way they should go. Well, never lose your sense of humor. Here are a couple of anecdotes about our family. The IRS audited us numerous times, not believing us when we claimed all the dependents, demanding proof of their existence. Of course, Kathleen and I have 14 living children. The local pool membership asked us to provide references of members who could attest to the fact that all 14 children were really our own and that we weren't sneaking in neighborhood kids. Let's pray a lot for guidance in our mission as parents, for enlightenment on the truth, and guidance in carrying it out consistently. God is with us. Let's switch themes now to healing through mercy and forgiveness. This theme is very apropos to family life. Core material was borrowed from my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities. Let me tell you something. I, Jim Littleton, often take a wrong turn off the road of holiness and virtue. Weak man that I am. Jesus, mercy. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I trust in you. But thanks be to God, I have a map to get back on that road. When we have Jesus and his Catholic Church, we have the map, the sure map. The map has a title. It is called The Way. It has only one way. On it is the one way, only one road, the narrow road to the way, the truth, and the life. It is the narrow road to Jesus. And when we take our first step on that road to the way, we find Jesus waiting. He owns the one-way bus on the one road, the narrow way. He offers us a first-class seat. He says to me, to you, and to everyone with ears to hear, to all who thirst for him. All aboard. All aboard his bus that takes us to him. The only way, the real way, the way of peace, the way of truth, the only truth. Yes, the complete truth leading to him. The life, the true life, the only life that counts. To Jesus, the everlasting life. Amen. Hop on this bus with me today. And by the way, thank you so much for listening. I want to share with you some central themes of formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can expect to hear a lot about in future programs. We are all called to be pourers, pouring it all out, holding nothing back. You'll hear more about Jesus and him crucified, about the infinite mercy of God, our Father. The fact that our Father is with us. The fact that Jesus is the one who heals in every conceivable way. You'll hear about his incredible love, goodness, and mercy. You see, Jesus is faithful and true Revelation 19:12. Jesus, our Lord, is with us. He's always with us. He's always with you. He is always loving, always loyal. See Psalm 86:16. He is supremely interested in and in command of, yes, in command of every detail of your life. Nothing can ever happen outside of his most holy will. So you're secure in him. We're secure in him. And Jesus is bringing an astounding good out of everything we encounter in life because he loves you infinitely. Whatever the outcome in any circumstance, it will truly be for the best. Say with me, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Listen with your heart to this beautiful passage from Luke 6, 27 to 38. But to you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. End of quote. You see, mercy and forgiveness go both ways. God toward us and us toward others. As far as others forgiving us, we cannot control that. It is a futile waste of time and energy to try to control others. We can only control, with the help of God's grace, our own attitudes and actions. Well, we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and talk about a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants from Matthew 18, 23 to 35. You can have your Bibles ready. So, yes, mercy and forgiveness. Mercy and forgiveness. You will be healed when you give mercy and forgiveness. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today. at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. Cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing through mercy and forgiveness. Matthew 18, 23 to 25. You'll find the parable of the king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. This is depicted in some translations as an amount essentially so huge it could never hope to be paid back. This represents our debt to God. When we sin, we offend the infinite, which creates an infinite debt. Being finite, we can never repay that debt ourselves. An offense is always greater as it relates to the status of the person offended. If I strike a friend in a dispute, the penalty under the law will not be nearly as great as it would be if I were to strike, for example, the President of the United States. Therefore, our infinite God, Jesus, became man in order to take our place upon the cross in his passion and death, so as to satisfy the infinite debt we brought upon ourselves with our sins. And how does our Heavenly Father treat us? With infinite mercy. We all need and want mercy, and it is readily available for us from our loving, eternal Father. Listen, what else does the church primarily exist for other than to be the fount and dispenser of the infinite mercy of our Lord Jesus? We are a broken, sinful, fearful, wounded people in need of healing and redemption. We do not have the power to save ourselves and bring ourselves to eternal life in heaven, but we need only repent to receive God's abundant, inexhaustible mercy. Repentance is liberating. When we repent, we are honest with ourselves and admit to our dependency on God. You see, Jesus came to, quote, set free all those who had been held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death, Hebrews 2:15. Please join us for our next program where we continue our discussion about healing through mercy and forgiveness, and we'll delve more into Matthew 18:23-25, which I invite you to reflect upon in the coming week. And please know that you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.